Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the Soviet systems worldwide and in the Nazi systems, they always use medical tyranny. And the reason I'm jumping in so much when there's a caller like this is I know the story. And now it's accelerating to tell veterans they can't have guns. And it's going to be done with the general public as well. What did Alan Dershowitz say? He said, I believe Alex Jones is mentally ill. He should have his guns taken. I'm afraid of that man. I have no criminal record and almost no misdemeanors. I mean, I'm angry. I'm letting my anger be seen to try to spur you to get angry, to get moving, folks. But we've got Ronald, and we've got Tim, and we've got Jim and Chad. We'll get to all of you, all vets. But, Will, finishing up with you, how did this end? Were they able to get your guns?
Well, no, they weren't. In fact, you know, my wife, she takes medications, but it's none of their business what she takes the medication for. And I explicitly told them that. Even my wife stepped in and said it.
Well, that's why under Obamacare they share it with all the agencies now, so they have all the medical records.
Right. Well, and so anyway, so that, you know, he says, well, we got to put this up for review. And, of course, the guy left and got my letter in the mail later on because I kept receipts of everything that I do as far as I pay my bills. And my main thing why I wanted to call you was to let these vets know that when they're getting out, they need to be very, very vigilant about everything they do. When they pay their bills, they need to keep records of it. They need to...
because they're going to declare you incompetent. It's like putting you in prison. That's why they wanted to say your wife was incompetent. They want to list you, basically, as a terrorist. God bless you, sir. I got to jump to the next caller. Good to hear from you, and glad to hear you were smart and on the ball. Yeah, no, they'll take a Navy SEAL or a Green Beret, somebody who, you know, was commanding 100 people and on the ball at 1,000% higher than the gibbering, you know, VA, generally some weird foreigner, you know, they bring in because they hate Americans or whatever. I mean, it's a stereotype, but it's true. Eastern Europe, you name it, India, nothing against Indians or people from Eastern Europe. They'll just bring in folks. They'll do whatever they're told. And so I've talked to all the VA people about what they've witnessed. I hear the same story over and over again. And they're just totally incompetent. They'll cut off the wrong leg, you know, give them the wrong medication. But they're going to come and tell you you're mentally ill. You're incompetent. You're a nobody now. They're a somebody. You're a nobody. Because the truth is they're afraid of people that have actually done things in their lives. They hate men. They hate masculinity. They love tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. They are the scum of the earth. They are the enemies of everything good. Ronald in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead. Veteran.
Yes, hi. Good evening. Or afternoon, excuse me.
Yeah, you don't know. It is good afternoon. What happened to you? Go ahead.
It's been a long day. Let's put it that way. Yeah, I've actually served back in the 80s in the Middle East before it way became fashionable. And there was a lot of things that go on that I've seen. And that's one of the reasons why they asked me to re-up, because I was in the Special Forces, ran my own clinic, yada, yada, happy, happy. And I refused to. I seen what was going on, what we were doing to our own allies, to our own people. And that went against everything I swore to protect and uphold on the Constitution.
Have you gotten one of these letters saying you can't own guns?
Not yet, but I haven't checked my mail out today. That's what I was planning on doing.
You know, statistically, if they send these out to, say, 10 million vets, you will get a couple hundred thousand that start fighting back. That starts the Civil War right there.
Well, the thing is, what a lot of people don't understand, they keep thinking the veterans are those older people in the military will attack, too, the U.S. citizens. They're not going to. It's going to be those new ones that are currently in that just re-up or just get into the service that will have no hesitation about shooting it.
No, the globalists have done the actuaries. They know it's going to be the vets that are going to fight for America, and that's why you're being listed as the enemy.
Oh, exactly. When I went to a VA outpatient clinic in Longview, Texas, the physicians there, they were asking me questions that were idiotic, simply for some pain medication for a back injury I received.
Tell you what, stay there. I got Ben Pugh's coming up, but I want you to be able to finish up.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, one of the most popular guests we have on, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, will be joining us here in a few minutes, and I wanted to get him on. If I listen to his show some, comes on Genesis, GCNLive.com, in the hour before we go live at 12 noon every day Eastern. And I want to get into what are the biggest health issues we need to be thinking about today. I've got a bunch of news where they're admitting now aspartame's killing you, giving you cancer, giving you type 2 diabetes, the different chemicals that are in the food and water, and victories we're having that when we expose it, they remove it. But we need to expose it first. Why are we falling apart? What can we do about it? What do we need to supplement? I was reading the comments on InfoWars.com in the article, Federal Government Moves to Disarm Veterans, and they're in there commenting. We've been talking to them. They go, yeah, I mean, I go in for a sore jaw, and they give me hydrocodone. Or I go in for a hurt foot, and they want to cut the toe off. Or I go in from a car wreck, and they want to put me on Luvox or other serotonin reuptake inhibitors and then declare me mentally ill. And they advertise to them, we'll get you 100% disability if you agree that you've got PTSD. And you're like, well, that sounds pretty good. I guess I kind of deserve a free ride. But it isn't a free ride. Nobody rides for free. Nobody rides for free. We're going to play that at the bottom of the hour. And expanding on all of this, if you just joined us, the big news, federal government moves to disarm veterans. And since I did this, the emails, the calls, it's exploding. We got Brian in PA did receive letters saying, you don't have any Second Amendment, sucker. You've been declared incompetent. Not you've been declared disabled. And I had vets calling yesterday going, yeah, I'm physically disabled. And they came and took my three kids because I was in special forces. They said I'm dangerous. Of course they are. They want robots they fully control. They're not going to have humans in combat very soon. That's the official model. I have a training video of that with the Air Force showing it. I mean, that's their plan. Whether it works or not, I don't know. And so they're going to tell you they love you while they try to shoot you up with deadly drugs and soft kill your butt. And I really think they've miscalculated. But you notice all the dramas and TV shows with the veterans of the new terrorists and the training manuals and all of it? This is a really bad federal government run by foreign banks. And that's actually in the news again today, the new bubble, and it's the bond bubble. And central banks are scared, just like Max Keiser said. I hope he isn't right. As bad as this system is, when it blows up, they're just going to grab more power and call for a bank of the world, as they were doing again yesterday. And what funds it? Carbon taxes. And what's the new Secretary of State, Kerry, say in his first speech 2 days ago? We need that carbon tax to save the earth. A global tax. You pay on everything. It's a value-added right down through the entire chain. And then on other key items, gas, fuel, electricity, coal, plastics, beef, everything with petroleum in it, just hundreds of new taxes. Hundreds, just an absolute straitjacket on our economy. Now, there it is. Kerry exploits Obamacare passage to propose carbon tax. And that's from 2-3 years ago, but now he's the new Secretary of State, and that's what he's pushing. Wow. So I wanted to have that caller, Ronald in Texas, finish. He was saying he went into the VA over, I forget what he said, and then they were asking him some really crazy questions. Oh, they're not crazy questions. It's like when you go in to have a baby now, no criminal record, you're paying tens of thousands of dollars, you're at the hospital, your wife's water's broke. This happens nationwide, globally. If you're in Australia, it happens. There's a computer hooked in, wired into the health department that's really the race hygiene department, set up in England back in the 1870s and 80s here in about 1900, 1910. Race hygiene department. They used to have courts where they would just, no jury, they would just take you and sterilize you if they felt like it. They really still have those behind the scenes, but it's not as prolific because people fought back against it. And again, you're there having your baby, and they're like, would you mind taking this, you know, to the first floor, as I said earlier, and you take your file down there, and they're like, honey, how you doing on money? Doing all right? I'm your friend. Get ready. You get to have that baby. I'm your friend. How's he treating you? And it's like, oh, he's a jerk. We had a big fight. You know? Oh, your kids are gone. But you're not telling you that. It's like your friend. Oh, your water broke, sweetie. How much money you got? You doing all right on money? If you say you got money troubles, your kids are gone. And they're lawless crooks. You understand that? They take your blood. They put it in the Pentagon database, your newborn baby. They sell it to big corporations who patent your DNA. 20 years later, you go to have a surgery and a DNA transfusion. They go, sorry, it's going to be $115,000. GeneCore, whatever the name of the company is, they own your DNA. It's all just a hardcore savage mafia with a liberal face. Oh, we're sweet. Oh, we love you. It's all camouflage. Oh, we're here to help you. Be reasonable. Work with us. We want to help you on and on and on and on and on. Finishing with the caller and then pharmacist Ben Fuchs and more calls. We're going to race through a bunch of stuff with Ben here today. But Ronald, finish your story. So you go into the VA for what and what happens?
I was injured in the special forces. And here, I went in for my yearly checkup. I also went in to get my prescription for non-narcotic pain pills, i.e. Tylenol. It's cheaper than being on disability, $700 a month, you know, it's kind of expensive to live. Anyways, they were doing a psych eval to the point of I had less psychological eval questions given to me when I had a top secret clearance than what they were asking. Everything from, do I believe in homosexual marriage? Have I ever had homosexual incidents in the military? Yada, yada, on and on and on. Well, you know, if you have PTSD, I said, I don't. But you served in combat. And you're not stressed out? No. Why should I be? We can get you. I said, no. And it got to the point where the doctor tried to humiliate me in the public room saying, oh, well, I think you have tertiary syphilis. I said, no, I don't. I said, to get
No, their job is to bully you into agreeing and going on medication so all your rights go out the window. It is a medical mafia out of control.
Yes, when I worked in the hospital at Walter Reed, I was dressed in my whites. I actually had one of the pharmacy corporations come up and offer me a car, a house, a boat, because he thought I was a doctor.
No, same deal. They're like, listen, you've done a really good job. Here's your free European trip, your free cruise, and a free car.
And that's how they bribe these doctors.
Listen, Richard told me he went and saw a movie called Side Effects, and the whole thing is how the Prozac drugs really aren't hurting people. People are using that as a cover to kill people. And it's all just funded by these people. God bless you, sir. Good to hear from you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, I wanted to intro that. They're now sending veterans everywhere letters saying no more gun rights for you. No judge, no jury. They're not even being designated as mentally ill. You just heard that bullying story. Last hour, a guy called in saying I had PTSD, but I started taking Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and now I'm not freaking out. Well, it wasn't PTSD. It's like, you know, all these behavioral problems. The ADHD, you get the kids off red dye and sugar and candy and Nerds candy and white bread, and they suddenly get good food. And, I mean, if I give my kids processed sugar, we're out at an event, okay, birthday party, have a piece of cake, they're a demon the rest of the day. Don't ever give them cakes and stuff and processed stuff, they're angels. I mean, it is like clockwork ADHD. Give them speed to burn their brain out. Give them serotonin reuptake inhibitors. I mean, what do you think from what you just heard? You are a natural drug formulator, compounding pharmacist, before that a mainline pharmacist, one of the most successful there in Colorado. Ben Fuchs, introducing for those that don't know who he is. He works and advises us at InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com. But what did you just think of what you just heard?
There's so many ways you can go with this. First of all, post-traumatic stress syndrome is something that we're all dealing with because we're all being traumatized and we all have stress. And even though, according to the World Health Organization, there's 12,000 different diseases, there's really only one disease, and that is the disease of traumatic stress. And what our veterans are experiencing are an exaggerated version of what we're all experiencing, which is why the single most important strategy for restoring yourself back to health and wellness is to tell the body via nutritional supplementation, via oxygenation, via correct foods, via detoxification, to tell the body that all is okay, that all is right in the world. When the body perceives that it is under stress, there is a trauma that's occurring, it will begin to shut down growth processes, healing processes, and repair processes. And if we wanted to design a society that was systematically, specifically set up to cause stress and trauma and shut down the growth and repair system, we couldn't do a better job if we tried to do it intentionally, and we very well might be doing it intentionally. Fluoride in the water, preservatives in foods, excitotoxins, processed foods, processed breads and grains, purified sugars, these all exacerbate the stress response in the body. And when the body is under stress, it doesn't do its best work. It doesn't heal. It doesn't grow.
Well, let's start with this. What would you do with vets that they've got on serotonin reuptake inhibitors, who are not eating good food, who are on $700 a month, all these special forces heroes who the government hates so much but says they're heroes all day? What would you begin to do if you were one of those guys?
First and foremost, I would have these people activating their relaxation chemistry. The body's got two kinds of chemistry. It's got relaxation chemistry and it has stress chemistry. And for the vast majority of our chemistry needs to be in the relaxation mode. The stress mode is only for emergencies. So we got to figure out, not just for our vets, for all of us, we have to figure out how to access this relaxation chemistry. And the good news is it's not expensive. The good news is you can do it for free.
But the system won't tell you. They overdrive. They get into a stress economy. We all do it, especially professionals. And then they can never get out of it. You've got to learn how to get into a joking economy. That's why I do that sometimes. You've got to learn to go out and have fun as well. And they don't want people to know there's a cure.
I'll tell you one of the simplest, easiest ways to activate relaxation chemistry. The biggest emergency to the body is lack of oxygen. It's technically called hypoxia, low levels of oxygen. When the body gets low levels of oxygen, it feels like its death is imminent.
Anytime I get down, I just go out and climb a mountain.
Something as simple as exercise and deep breathing techniques can send the message, the biochemical message to the body that all is right in the world and can begin to activate the relaxation response and the healing and growth and repair response. For folks who are dealing with PTSD, just experiment. Try this. Deep breathing techniques for 60 seconds. It won't cost you anything. And in 60 seconds, your blood pressure will drop. Your blood will start to thin. You'll get more nutrients to your organs and to your
tissues. Let's all deep breathe during the break. Let's do it. I'm serious, folks. Let's all deep breathe. The New World Order hates it. We'll be right back.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fate TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, or painful bowel movements? Have you considered your toilet posture? The colon needs proper alignment for faster, more effective elimination, and that's exactly what you'll get with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse or a pill, the Squatty Potty is a healthy step in the right direction, is doctor recommended, and starts at just $34.95. Call 855-628-1099 or go to SquattyPotty.com, spelled SquattyPotty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Nope, that's why under the name of liberalism they promote nothing but racial division on MSNBC and CNN. All they want us to do is go on killing one another. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to hit a few news stories before we go back to Ben Fuchs and your calls. like Obama administration moves forward on climate change without Congress. And that means shutting down our power plants and not letting new ones be opened. When you take over a country like in World War II, that you fly in and bomb the power plants. I mean, this is, folks, they're going to make you poor. They're going to make you go on government assistance so they can run your life like these veterans. And it is just, and I see the first commenter in this article in U.S. News and World Report that's linked on Drudge. How stupid is it to kill off energy source without a replacement? Liberals never see the big picture when it has to do with technology and numbers. No, it's not about not seeing the big picture. They're not liberals. The globalists have all moved their investments to China, who has no standards. They're increasing the value of their investments by shutting us down. Just like General Electric gets waivers on all this domestically, they can have new plants and expand old plants and put out all the CO2 they want, but everybody else has to cut it in half, which is impossible. I'm sorry, Ben Fuchs, going back to you, brother. So for vets out there, and we'll get into all this other news, breathing exercises, basic exercise, not eating MSG, not eating aspartame. I mean, just the whole society's falling apart. It's all coming out, even CBS News. Oh, aspartame does give you diabetes. You were talking about that on the show a month ago, Ben.
You know, here's the idea. There's this notion that to take care of yourself and to stay healthy, it's going to cost you a lot of money. It's going to take a lot of work. The message that I want people to understand is it is simple and easy to restore your body back to health because it's in the body's nature to heal. Every time you cut yourself, you are witness to this healing process. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to take any special potions. You don't need any prescription drugs. The skin just does its duty. It heals itself. When you break a bone, the place where you broke it is stronger after it heals than it was before it broke. Not only is it in the body's nature to heal itself, it's in the body's nature to get stronger when it is under certain amounts of stress. This is how exercise works.
Now they're trying to get rid of vaginal birth. Someday it'll be a conspiracy that women ever had babies, period. They'll be grown in tanks.
Let me tell you about the disaster of cesarean sections. When a baby is born, he is coated with bacteria, and that bacteria become that baby's personal microbiome for producing vitamins and detoxifying food and processing anything that the kid eats for the rest of his life. A baby that's born non-vaginally through cesarean section is going to be compromised at the digestive system level for life. He's going to be running higher risks for degenerative disease, and this is a baby that's going to be forced to interact with the medical
and they
model.
And don't want him getting the colostrum that is every immunity the woman and her entire genetic line had, an entire vaccination all the way back to the beginning of humanity. Don't get that either.
That's right. And there are how many mothers are told to give their babies formula because there's not enough nutrients in breast milk? I just got a Facebook message from a guy who said just that. He went to the doctor. The doctor said, well, breast milk's okay, but there's not enough nutrients in it. We need to give you a B12 and we need to give your baby a B12 and fluoride injection. Folks, this is not only stupidity and bad science and bad biochemistry. It's killing us. It's costing us our quality of life. It's so tragic and it's so unnecessary. If you do things like, number one, practice deep breathing. Number two, get on a nutritional supplement program. Number three, not interacting with the corporate domesticating food, the food that gets us fat and the food that keeps us dumb and stupid. Simple things like that can restore ourselves back to health because it's the way the body is constructed. It's the divine force at work, and it doesn't need our help. It simply needs raw materials to do its work.
Amazing. Now, my neck, my face, my arms, my legs have all gotten smaller, but I don't follow the whole InfoWarsHealth.com longevity program. I'm trying to. My belly has stayed the same size, and a lot of evidence is I guess I'm still eating gluten, and I guess I've got the wheat belly.
You know, it's a stress response that we're talking about. To the body, there's only two kinds of stresses, Alex. There's the stress of being eaten by a saber-toothed tiger or a lion, and there's the stress of starvation. So what the body will do when it's under stress, and it doesn't know that there's stress from the government and stress from the IRS and stress from our families and stress from our foods, it just thinks we're going to be eaten by a tiger or we're going to starve. So number one, it will send us out on a one-point hunt for food, and it'll put that food on our bellies, it'll store it as fat, and it won't allow us to lose that fat because it thinks a famine is about to approach. damage. Number two, it's going to activate the chemistry that will protect us from being eaten by a saber-toothed tiger. Number one, it's going to divert blood from the digestive system and from the brain into the legs into the so that we can run. And number two, it's going to clot the blood and it's going to cause hypertension so we don't bleed to death. And when you think about it, all of the diseases that we're suffering from, all the degenerative diseases that we're suffering from are the result of lack of circulation, stagnation, blood clotting, obesity, and oh, by the way, you can throw in a shrinking of the brain, the intellectual centers of the brain, and a slowing down of the immune system.
There was a big study on that, geneticists, where the IQ is dropping across the world.
No surprise, Alex.
Stay there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Is pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You can find all of the longevity products that are the very best at the lowest prices at InfoWarsHealth.com. There's also phone numbers there if you want to call and ask any questions. You can sign up for auto shipping and get free shipping. That's very important to do, and it's all up there. The Pollen Burst Plus, the Beyond Tangerine, the Osteo FX, and 300-plus other amazing products in the catalog area of InfoWarsHealth.com. That's InfoWarsHealth.com. Or you can also go to InfoWarsTeam.com and sign up there to be a distributor. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Okay, Ben, break down then for the average person who tries to stay away from the GMO. Well, I mean, the general public's eating GMO, aspartame, artificial sweeteners, you know, the McDonald's food and others has the silicone in it. I mean, what they can get away with putting in food. All this is out there now. Our longevity's dropping. The cancer is exploding. The diabetes. All of this. And society's falling apart. What would you begin with? I'm going to give you the floor right now for the next 10 minutes before we go to calls and news. What would you go through? You know, what are our biggest health issues, and what exactly is wrong with the medical model? Why are we falling apart? What can we do about it? Why do we need to supplement? What does weight loss occur as a byproduct of supplementation? What is the problem with fluoride? You've got the floor.
All right. The biggest problem that we're dealing with is what you've been talking about for the last couple of hours, this idea of post-traumatic stress syndrome. Post-traumatic stress syndrome simply means that we're stressed after trauma. From birth forward, the human body is attacked with things like fluoride in the water, excitotoxins in the food, nutritionally deficient foods, sugar, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, not to mention pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. It makes perfect sense that we would all be dealing with a type of post-traumatic stress. So the first and most important thing we can do if we're dealing with a degenerative disease or to prevent degenerative disease is to figure out how to tell the body that we are safe, that everything is okay from a survival standpoint. And the first thing you need to do, or we need to do, is understand the breathing process as we talked about before. The biggest emergency to the body from a physical standpoint is lack of oxygen. Over time, as we are bombarded with stress, we begin to contract our body, and by the time we're in our 20s or 30s, we're filled with these microscopic little contractions that are pools of hypoxia, pools of low oxygen. And these pools of low oxygen accumulate, and the body over time believes that it's about to die. So the first and most important thing we can do to activate the body's relaxation chemistry, healing chemistry, built-in healing chemistry, is to deep breathe and to blow off carbon dioxide. And I don't want to beat this to death, but that's probably the single most important thing we can do. The second most important thing we can do is to figure out how to eat less calories and get more nutrients. The average American diet is the exact opposite. It's more calories and less nutrients. And you and I have talked about this before. When the body gets calories without nutrients, it continues being hungry. We have a shutoff center in our brain, an appetite suppressant center in our brain. And this appetite suppressant center in the brain is dependent on nutrients and protein, and to a certain extent, fats as well. So making sure that you're getting enough protein, making sure you're getting enough fats in the form of essential fatty acids and saturated fats, by the way, like coconut oil, and making sure that you're getting enough micronutrients is the second most important strategy that you can use. And not only is it an important strategy for helping turn on the relaxation chemistry, but it's a wonderful strategy for building your immune system and allowing your body to lose weight naturally. In fact, as you know, one of the most common effects of nutritional supplementation with the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Longevity products is weight loss. And we don't even talk about weight loss as being a benefit from using the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's just a natural effect of nutritional supplementation. The third most important strategy that we can use is to refuse to interact with the corporate machine that could care less about our health. Your doctor, the medical model, the corporate medical model, corporate food, these people have no, could care less whether we live or die as long as they extract our money. To refuse to interact with the McDonald's of the world, the Taco Bells of the world, the Kaisers of the world, to refuse to participate in their scam is the third most important strategy that we can use. And let me tell you something. When we drive, pass by McDonald's, we don't want to be driving through. We want to be driving by, and as we're driving by, we want to be giving them the finger because they are truly the enemy of humanity. And if we participate in eating the fast food and eating the corporate swill and not supplementing using a nutritional supplement program, we are complicit in our own demise. The third thing, drink more water, clean water, filtered water, and stay away from toxic fluoride, whether it's in the form of toothpaste or whether it's in the form of drinking water. One of those insidious ways that we pollute, humanity is being polluted, is by fluoride in the drinking water for babies. If you go to Walgreens or these drugs, Rite Aid, these drugstores and convenience stores, you'll find nursery water, which is packed with fluoride. How a mother can voluntarily give their baby toxic fluoride in the
I got to stop you on this because you're nice and say they may be doing it on purpose. They're eugenicists. I've got all the globalists bragging how we deserve it. The Journal of Pediatrics, the American Medical Association, the American Dental Association were forced 6 years ago to say that under five should not drink fluoride and should not brush with fluoride because they had to admit the cancer and the dental fluorosis. It is a fact that it reduces IQ. It is, and they put huge amounts, like 3 or 4 parts per million in that, and we forced them, what, last year to finally cut it from 1.3 to 0.7 parts per, what is it, million or billion. They had to cut basically in half the amount, or right, a little bit more than half of what they put in the water, and they're banning it as a pesticide now because it bioaccumulates. I mean, this is the ultimate hoax, this chemical weapon in the hydrofluorosilicic acid range, which makes the sodium fluoride, which you do need a tiny amount of, hyperpoisonous and cumulative and stick in your bones. I mean, come on, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, that's on purpose.
Well, you know, one of the best ways to protect ourselves from fluoride is to make sure you're getting enough nutritional supplements, especially iodine, especially vitamin C, and especially vitamin E. And by the way, this whole notion of iodized salt and all we need is a tiny little bit of iodine in our salt and we won't get goiter is another health scam that does disservice to the human race. Iodine is not just a thyroid hormone. It's a critical hormone for the pineal gland, which is like a fluoride vacuum cleaner. If you're getting fluoride and you're giving your kids fluoride and you're not getting enough iodine, you are guaranteeing that your pineal gland will be shrunken and atrophied like an old man by the time you're 10, by the time you or your kid is 10 or 12 years old. So making sure that you're taking care of nutritional supplements is, once again, one of the best ways to protect yourself against toxicity. By the way, when it comes to water, there's not just fluoride in the water, Alex. There's measurable amounts of cardiovascular medications, of calcium channel blockers, and of antidepressants in the water, and other psychotropic medications in the water. I was just reading an article this morning that talked about fish having autism genes turned on by being by swimming in water that has antipsychotic and antidepressant medication in it. Literally, fish have genes, autism genes, and those genes get turned on by having the fish swimming in antidepressant laden water. And this is the kind of stuff that we're drinking. Not to mention if you go ahead and voluntarily take an antidepressant or an antipsychotic drug. And this whole idea, by the way, of Prozac and serotonin reuptake inhibitors is one of the biggest scandals in a whole litany of scandals.
Let me stop you for just a moment because this is so incredible. Last week, Melissa Melton on the Nightly News covered the London Guardian big studies headline, fish committing suicide because of serotonin reuptake inhibitors in the water. They will swim right up to bigger fish and be eaten. They will swim right up into people's nets. And what did they report 5 years ago in a federal study? Shrimp committing suicide because of Prozac. Prozac-type drugs. But here's the deal. They're finding a generic form of Prozac in water supplies at levels higher than it should be, even for runoff, Ben. They're jacking the water with Prozac. There it is. Pharmacological waste runoff causing shrimp and other marine life to commit suicide. Now, that's from 2012. You guys have got to pull up. I remember the exact headline. It was something like fish committing suicide on Prozac. I mean, of course. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You hit the nail on the head with those two words. Of course, we cannot expect anything to be different. Look, if you're on a prescription medication, if anybody out there is on a prescription medication, take that medication and instead of swallowing it, chew it. Let that medication hit your taste buds and your tongue. It will taste like the most toxic, repulsive poison you could ever imagine. And the reason is, it is the most toxic, repulsive poison that you could ever imagine. And the fact that you're taking it in small enough doses that you don't notice a big-time emergency poison response doesn't make that stuff less poisonous. How can we have a healthcare system manned by healthcare professionals who are sworn to do no harm that lives and subsists and does its work by poisoning people purportedly back to hell? Where does this notion come from that we can pharmaceuticalize ourselves back to health and wellness? Alex, the word pharmaceutical itself, pharmaco, comes from the root word for what? Poison. You're literally, if we are taking these medications, and there's 4 billion of them, prescriptions served, every year, annually in this country alone, and untold billions around the world, if we voluntarily participate in taking these poisons, we are complicit in our own demise. And folks, let me tell you something. Nutrients are what drugs dream they could be. When a drug goes to bed at night and has a fantasy, it fantasizes it's vitamin C or vitamin E or vitamin A because these substances have the medicinal properties of the pharmaceutical agents with zero toxicity, zippo, zero. They keep trying to find people who die or have some kind of toxic response to nutrients, and they can't find them because it never happens. Yet we want to have more and more regulation on nutrients. We want to have, in the coming years, we probably will have, doctors tell us what kind and how much vitamins and nutrients we could take. And let me tell you something.
That's what they're pushing through the whole UN deal. That's
the
official.
The whole codex thing. That's exactly right. And in some countries, it's already started. In Germany and in Canada and in France, you can only get small amounts of vitamin C. You can only get small amounts of vitamin A. And if you want more, you got to have a doctor officially write you a prescription. And while we're on the subject.
Oh, yeah. Merck's now coming out just a few days ago officially saying you don't just need vaccines to be mandatory. Everyone needs to be on antidepressants. Presence. I mean, there's no end to the cuckoo-ness of these people.
It's cuckoo, right? It's absolutely nuts. But you know what, Alex? We have to take responsibility for our own health. We have to cease and desist from this abdication of responsibility for our health and wellness.
I agree. Where should people start? Obvious plug. We sell what we believe in. You're purchasing great products at InfoWarsHealth.com and InfoWarsTeam.com that Ben has worked on and is advising us on. Helps fund our operation. What products should people start out with?
Alex.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a simple question. How many people have you talked to in the last 2 years or 2.5 years that you've been doing this that have told you that they got on the BTT and their life changed? How many people? I've been hearing it since 1997.
I don't even call for it on air. We had a guy calling today about it.
It happens all the time. They lose weight. They feel better. They're off their medication. I can't tell you how many letters I've got from people who said that they started the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and they're off their medication. And that's just one product. If you want to just see for yourself, you're a little skeptical, and I like people who are skeptical. I'm skeptical myself. Get yourself on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Go to InfoWarsHealth.com. Check it out for yourself. If you're like most people, you will notice results in 1 or 2 doses.
Absolutely. InfoWarsHealth.com. You can also call 888-789-9277. That's 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277. I want to go back to in the next segment and go to Brian, a vet who did receive letters saying he can't have his guns, and Chad and Jim and a few others who are holding patiently. We will get to you, gentlemen, so thank you for holding. And sorry it's taken so long, but we had a lot of calls to get to. You can also get all of Dr. Wallach's books available at InfoWarsStore.com. Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Hell's Kitchen, Immortality, and Let's Play Doctor, all of those at InfoWarsShop.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Or sign up and get auto ship and get free shipping. That's a huge deal on the longevity products at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's the place to get free shipping. Sign up, become a distributor, and get big discounts. You can be a distributor for $10, like getting a Costco card, and it is huge discounts. All available at InfoWarsHealth.com. But let me hit a few news items before we go to break, and we'll come back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs on the other side. I promise to do this. So let's go over some of these headlines here. papal resignation linked to inquiry into Vatican gay officials, says paper. Yeah, and pedophilia, folks. Pope staff declined to confirm or deny Republica claims linking Vatican links affair and discovery of blackmailed gay clergy. Yeah, that's how they control and manipulate things. Health of Hugo Chavez not improving, Venezuelan government indicates. Russian meteorite fragments seized from local man trying to sell them online. I thought under common law, even in Russia, that would be your property. Government. People find dinosaur bones on their own property, and government comes and steals them now. Berlusconi's last throw of the dice in Italian election. What a gangster. Public schools installing panic buttons instead of getting teachers who can be armed with a concealed carry. Teachers are going to kill people. They're going to come in with a gun anyways. Instead of that, no. They're going to put panic buttons in so you can all crouch down when there's a shooter and hit the panic button and help the police get there in 10 minutes. So basically learn how to die. Maybe you can learn how to stand up, put a red spray paint on yourself. Detroit tops 2013 list of America's most miserable cities. Now, that's NAFTA and GATT and deindustrialization. But Obama says it's good to bulldoze half the cities for the earth. Rewilding, but not in China, where the globalists have their investments. Philadelphia chef plans to introduce horse meat to menu at popular Sicilian restaurant. Again, everybody's obsessing over fake fish. That is it fish or is a different fish or not getting real beef. Yeah, that's horrible. But that's nothing compared to bromine and Gatorade. Or aspartame in 10,000-plus products just in major studies. Why is diabetes up 3,000, 4,000% in Hispanics? Something like 500% in whites, but 1,000% in blacks. Folks, I mean, there are genetic differences in different groups of humans. We're all the same race, but there's different variances. Just like whatever it is with the Asians that cross the Bering Strait land bridge, that's what Mesoamericans are, is we're Asians. Or basically like Huns that cross. The point is that it's the same thing. Genetically, Asians, especially Native Americans, that strain cannot drink like other ethnic groups. Well, it's the same thing. What alcohol absolutely devastates Asians? And the North American, South American, Central American variant. And so that's what I've told you. If you're Hispanic, which is Spanish, you know, North African slash Asian mix, you never want to touch aspartame.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Works. For about 12 years, I did 3 hours of radio, 11 to 2 Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. And then I always had more to cover, so for about 3 years, I did a fourth hour. And then I did that fourth hour for a couple of years. I started doing the nightly news and trying to manage all these things, and it was taking all my energy, so I cut back the fourth hour, but still stations were carrying it. And so I started, you know, still doing it part of the time, or at least part of it. And XM, so we can't carry 4 hours, we'll carry your second, third, and fourth. Well, really, that's not the live hour. So XM figured that out and said, well, we'll try to figure out how to pick up your first hour now at 11 a.m. But that hasn't happened yet. So people need to let XM know you're subscribing on 166 to be able to hear this show. And that you want to hear the first hour. But a lot of our affiliates do carry the fourth hour because they can't carry the first because of shows they already have. So it's the first hour, a lot of times the best, my most focused and cogent, is then re-aired in the fourth hour most days. But a lot of days I go into that fourth hour. It's kind of a specialty hour. I'm going to have Ben Fuchs, because the guy's amazing and he really knows his stuff, cover the gut, the heart, the skin, the serotonin reuptake inhibitors first. I'm going to let him have the floor. At about 10 minutes into the next hour, I'll introduce him and stuff and let him roll. And then if he wants to take calls or something, too, he can do that. I've got some vets that are holding right now, so let's get to them. A vet named Brian in Pennsylvania said he did receive the letters. Again, if you just joined us, the vets are being told, no judge, no jury. If you have disability, even if it's physical, we're going to take your kids. That's already starting. The CPS is. And they try to say that your wife's disabled so they can take them and not even let your family have them. So they're targeting the vets in a criminal purge. This is like Jews disappearing. And it's like, well, you know, they deserve it or whatever. They're targeting the veterans. That's normally what communists do. This has happened all over the world. Brian, bad news here. It's all up at InfoWars.com. We've got to have this story and these letters that we've confirmed go viral. They're just saying, hey, you don't have a Second Amendment anymore, as Rahm Emanuel promised. Tell us what happened to you, Brian.
I'm a 20-year Marine Corps vet, Iraqi war veteran. After I came back, I had a few issues. I assaulted another Marine and things like that. They put me on crazy, crazy amounts of drugs and drug combinations where I was thinking crazier things than even when I was deployed.
Think about John Wayne, you know, his character. But, I mean, I got a lot of fights growing up. It's not mentally ill to get in people's fights. That's normal. But, oh, they put you on drugs to then say you have no rights. Go ahead.
Yeah, and after I was diagnosed with a head injury because I worked in explosives for the entire 20 years that I was in the Marine Corps, all of a sudden I was no longer competent to handle my finances. I was no longer competent to have weapons. They actually were withholding about $50,000 in back pay that they owed me from my until my wife signed over. I had to sign my financial rights over to my wife.
Yeah, they're criminals. You need to go get regular, real doctors to say that's not true and go to court. Okay, the VA is a criminal, anti-American organization that is horrible on purpose. It's always been there to destroy our troops. They've always had trouble with troops after a war. The truth is the government's always hated the troops. They've always hated the troops. They've always hated the troops. Unbelievable. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, Alex. I agree with everything you're saying. Keep doing what you're doing.
God bless you. All right, fourth hour with Ben Fuchs. More calls coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.